Hello everyone, welcome back to 6 Minute Podcasts. So here today I'll be talking about the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, which will be held in Boston. The Stanley Cup was in the building on Sunday night as the Blues hosted the Bruins of Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final in St. Louis. But it wasn't meant to be, as the Bruins won 5-1 to force Game 7. Now, both teams will have a chance to win it all back in Boston on Wednesday. So I'd first like to touch on the production from the top line of the Boston offense. It appears that they have found some life in production. That trio did play well on Sunday night and were the Bruins' best forwards in terms of possession at 5-on-5. Just one game removed from being the team's worst unit in that category. A goal from David Pastrnak in the third period gave the top unit his first goal at even strength in the series, though Bergeron was not on the ice. The top line absolutely needed to get things going and play better in order to give the Bruins a chance, and Sunday's game was a big step for heading in the right direction to Game 7. Another thing that's going well for Boston right now is Tuukka Rask. Tuukka Rask has been dominant for the Bruins in potential elimination games this postseason, and he had another outstanding night between the pipes in Game 6. He was particularly great in the first two periods as the Blues got some quality chances, but were left frustrated by Rask, who stopped everything that came his way, as we saw. The second period was pretty much about survival for the Bruins. The Blues started to put some serious pressure on Boston in the middle frame, but weren't able to get anything on the board. Rask looked just unbeatable, honestly. He had a bit of luck on his side. Get a load of this sequence that saw deflect off the post on a Tuukka's back, and swatted out of midair on a Tuukka's back before getting cleared out of the zone. It's madness, you know, you gotta go watch it. And, you know, O'Reilly, the only goal that was scored for the St. Louis Blues was Ryan O'Reilly. He continues to light it up in this series. That's his first goal in the last three games, and his seventh point of the series. He stepped up for St. Louis in this cup final after having a pretty rough go of things in the prior three rounds. If the Blues are able to get a win in Game 7, O'Reilly's looking like he might be playing himself into possibly the Conn Smythe discussion. The main thing, I think this game is a different story if it weren't for the officiating in these final series, because, you know, as we saw in the previous matchup between the two in Boston, there was a blatant trip that was kind of cost Boston the game there. They kind of got cheated as the New Orleans Saints did in this year's postseason. But complaining about officiating is as much a time-honored tradition as any trophy or tournament in sports. And the bag of ignoring sports fans' excuses blaming the officiating is usually near the top of the pile. But hockey fans watching this year's Stanley Cup playoffs have plenty of legitimate reasons to gripe. It seems as the league's officiating practices have hit rock bottom during the postseason. There have been at least a handful of calls that have been mind-numbingly bad, and where several of them changed the outcome of games, says CBS NHL. So, it's kind of just cost Boston the game, and I think that's a different game if Boston goes into that game 3-2 rather than the Blues going in 3-2. If that call was called, then that penalty is never there. But it was. And that's the unfortunate thing, I think. A lot of the Bruins understand, you know, you can't change a call. So you just gotta go with it, you know. Alright. That's all I got for you today. The final thing is, who do I got in Game 7 winning the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs? And the answer to that question is the Boston Bruins. Thank you again for tuning into 6 Minute Podcasts. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, rest of your night, and please join us next time. Good to see you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.